joining the Marines kind of took you away from, like, being Filipino, since you were, you said you were kind of lonely because you were by yourself and you have, like, Filipino in your platoon?
In a way, yes, because it became more about, it wasn't about being Filipino at that part of my life.
Yeah.
It was more about understanding myself. It was more of like a, it was like a, I guess you could say, like my own little sabbatical.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I had this thing that, that I like to think about now. It was like a quarter life crisis.
Yeah.
And, because it kind of, you know, I was only like 19, 20, because a lot of my friends were we just graduated high school, and a lot of my friends were in school, and they were going to be nurses, which they are now, or businessmen and women, which they are now, and they had, like, you know, that was their next step. And here I am, like, okay, I'm out of high school, and I'm, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
I wasn't even really sure. So that part, I didn't know, you know, what, not just like, what am I going to do in life, it's like, but how am I going to do it? You know, and through the Marine Corps, my experience with the Marine Corps, it gave me that self-esteem to say that whatever it is I'm going to do, you better do it 100%, because it's not worth, it's not worth doing if you're not putting your whole heart into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that just became my attitude, the way to live the rest of my life, is like, to know that whatever I'm going to do, I better do it